Jackie looked around. He said, I don't think I see any crooks. He said, I wish you would. He said, come on, Jackie, we'll go down and meet Tom. As they were going past the saloon, there was a lady carrying a market basket with groceries, and a man came out rather stumbling and bumped into the lady and knocked her basket out of her hands. Skeeter said, hey, you clumsy ox. He said, you knocked that lady's groceries out. The man looked up and he says, look who's talking, the squirt. He said, don't call me a squirt. He said, I'm an undersheriff. Huh. He says, what are you doing with those guns? He said, I use them, that's what I do. The man looked at him, he says, all right, Mr. Undersheriff. He says, let's see how good you are with those guns. He says, see those pegs on top of the sign over there across the street? Three of them. He said, on the top and the bottom. He says, watch this. He pulled out his gun and fired three times. And when Skeeter looked up, two of the pegs were missing. The man says, well, I guess I'm not too good. I'm losing my touch. He says, all right, Mr. Undersheriff. He says, you knock the three of them off and I'll apologize to the lady and pick up her groceries. He says, what's the matter, boy? Skeeter pulled out the gun.
He said, Jackie, these are play guns. What am I going to do? She said, I don't know. It's your problem. He says, I don't know.
And all of a sudden, Jackie looked around the corner and he saw Tom. Tom had heard what was going on. Jackie says, Skeeter, go ahead and shoot. Show this guy. He says, go ahead. He says, he thinks you can't do it. Yeah, you kids. He said, always bragging. He says, put those words where your mouth is and make them mean something.
He says, go on, shoot. Jackie won't shoot. He says, go ahead and shoot.
He said, all right, mister, watch this. He pulled out his guns and fired three times. Bang, bang, bang. And the pegs flew off the sign. Skeeter opened his eyes.
He said, who did that?
The man says, hey, kid, you're not bad at all. He said, well, I've been trying to tell you I'm not bad at all. He said, now, mister. He said, pick up those groceries or else. Okay, kid, all right, all right, all right. He says, I'll pick them up. He said, there. Hey, kid, where'd you learn to shoot like that? He said, well, I'm not telling you everything. He says, now, apologize to the young lady. I'm sorry, ma'am, I'm sorry. He picked up his hat and started to run down the boardwalk. He said, I guess that'll teach him a lesson.
Hey, Jackie. He said, these are play guns.
And all of a sudden, he heard someone snickering behind the wall. Uh-oh. I smell a rat. Uh-oh. Jackie started rolling on the boardwalk, just a laughing. He said, Jackie! Tom walked out. He says, what's wrong, Skeeter? He said, Tom! Oh, he says, thank you for being there and shooting those pegs off the sign. Tom looked at Skeeter and he said, well, you were in trouble. He says, what's the sheriff for? Help out a friend. He says, especially an undersheriff.
You mean I can be undersheriff, Tom?
He says, yeah, way under. Way, way under.
He said, how far under?
He said, way, way, way under.
He said, well, I'll be anything.
Anything you say, Tom. He says, but you boys better get on home. So the boys got in the buckboard and headed for home. Skeeter was driving. He said, come on, giddy up, giddy up. And the old wheels were going back and forth, and he was kicking up a cloud of dust. Jackie says, hadn't you better slow down, Skeeter?
He said, no, I'm a speed demon. He said, I'm a speed demon. He said, giddy up.
And he hit a rock and just about fell out if Jackie hadn't caught him.
He said, I don't think I want to be a speed demon anymore. He said, horses, horses, slow down, slow down. Woo, woo.
He sat down. Jackie said, well, that's better. He said, I don't trust you driving those horses that fast.
He said, yeah. He said, if that rock got in my way, he said, those rocks would know where they're going. He said, that wouldn't happen.
He says, yeah, you know, rocks don't know too much. He said, no, those rocks are kind of stupid, I think. He said, get out in the middle of the road. That's what they do. Jackie just shook his head. And he thought, what will they say when they see Jackie and Skeeter coming back without Tom? They pulled up in the front of the house. One of the men came out. Jackie says, take care of the horse and the rig for us, would you? I said, sure, Jackie. Nancy was out on the porch. Jackie walked up. Hello, Nancy. Nancy looked over. She didn't flutter her eyelashes. Hello, Jackie. He said, hello there, Nancy. Hello there, Skeeter.
Hi.
Skeeter. What did you say? I said, hello there, Nancy. Oh. Nancy asked, replied Jackie. He says, we've got good news. There isn't any good news. The only good news I know is when that wagon train's coming through. He says, my dad's disgusted, my mother's disgusted with you, Jackie, and I think I'm disgusted with you too. He said, how dare you talk to my friend like that? How dare you? He said, it isn't very hard to dare like that. What did you say? He said, I said, how do you dare to do those things? She says, well, I'm going in the house. I don't have to listen to this kind of prattle.
He says, hey, prattle, daddle, daddle, prattle.
Jackie says, Skeeter, he says, you're not acting like a gentleman. Oh, how do you do? Says Skeeter. She says, well, he's not a gentleman. At least I'm a lady.
Did you tell me a lady?
Jackie looked at Skeeter. He says, Skeeter, Nancy says, you don't have to bother, Jackie. I'm leaving. She slammed the door and went in the house. Nancy, I've got something to tell you, real important. He said, what could you possibly have that you haven't said already? He followed her into the house, and so did Skeeter. He said, if you'd open your big old ears, you'd hear something. She said, I don't have to stand here and be insulted like that. He said, then why don't you sit down? She says, Jackie, are you going to let him talk to me like that? He says, Jackie, or Skeeter, cut it out. He said, okay. Mrs. Miller came out and said, what's all this about now? He said, oh, Mrs. Miller, I've got some good news. Nancy doesn't want to hear it, but I'm going to tell it to you. Guess what? He said, guess what? Guess that. And I'm not going to tell. I'm going to let Jackie tell that Tom's coming back. Jackie, you tell. Jackie looked. Oh, you're going to let me tell him. He said, yeah, you go ahead. Tell him the surprise, Jackie. Go on, tell him. You just got through telling them. Oh, yeah. He said, I don't know, Jackie. I'm sorry. I opened my mouth. No word did come out. Mrs. Miller looked. Jackie, is it true? Tom is coming back? He says, yes, he is. He's coming back. He's going to be here tonight. He's the sheriff. And he is the sheriff. Oh, that's wonderful. Mr. Miller came in and says, what's all the shouting about? Guess what? Tom is the new sheriff and he's coming back. There was a big smile on Mr. Miller's face. He says, well, that is good news. That is real good news. Nancy smiled for the first time again, looked over at Jackie, fluttered her eyelashes. I'm sorry, Jackie, that I didn't listen. He says, all right, I just wanted to tell you the good news. He said, I apologized to him, and he said, I told him, and I told Skeeter, he says, what I deserve is somebody to take me and kick me all the way down the street and back. He said, I said, I would do it, Jackie. He said, well, I don't want anybody to do it, but he said, that's what I deserve. He said, I think that's what Tom should do to me. The nonsense, Jackie, you were upset. You had too much on your mind. He says, it's all over now. That evening, Chinky had heard that Tom was coming back, and he was banging the pots and the pans and yelling chop, chop, chop to everybody that he saw, because this was a special occasion. And finally, by evening, Tom came riding in. Most of the men in the corral rushed up. He says, well, Tom, that was a short trip. He says, yeah, I'm kind of glad it was. says, well, you understand you're the new sheriff. Who are you going to lock up today, Tom? Tom says, well, I hope I don't have to lock up any of you guys. They all kind of laughed. He said, take care of my horse. He says, yes, sir, sheriff. Yes, sir. Tom walked into the house, and Jackie says, Tom! Tom walked in. He says, well, what's all this? The table was all set, and said, well, we're celebrating, Mrs. Miller answered. We're celebrating, Tom, the new sheriff. Come in. Jackie rushed up and pulled out the chair for him. He says, sit down, Your Majesty, the sheriff. Ski said, well, what about me? Nancy says, yeah, what about you?
He said, what about you?
He said, I'm the undersheriff. He said, doesn't somebody want to pull out my chair? Nancy said, of course, gladly. She reached over and pulled the chair out. She said, sit down. Skeeter sat down, went all the way to the floor. He looked up. He said, how dare you do that? He said, how dare you? He said, I am the undersheriff. And he said, you'd pull a chair out from the undersheriff. Nancy put it back. She says, well, now maybe we're even. He said, no, we're not. No, I'm not. He said, we're not even. Not until I have... Well, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do. Says Skeeter. Tom says, Skeeter. Said, I... Yes, sir. No more, Skeeter. He said, yes, sir, Sheriff. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mrs. Miller says, we'll say grace. They said grace. Mrs. Miller said grace. She thanked the good Lord that the food was prepared so well, and that Tom had come back, and that Jackie finally found his senses, and that everybody was happy. As they were eating, Tom looked over at Mr. Miller. He said, you know, we have a problem around here, though. He said, everything isn't settled. Well, what's that, Tom? He said, well, I'm going to be the sheriff, and he's going to keep me busy in town most of the day, and probably part of the night. He said, Jackie needs someone around here to be a foreman. He said, Jeff Davis is gone, you know. Jackie said, I never thought of that, Tom. He says, who do you think we could get? The eyes sort of moved over towards Mr. Miller. Tom said, well, Mr. Miller, he says, I think you're in line for a promotion. Well, we were thinking about taking the next wagon train out. He looked at Nancy and his wife, and they kind of looked down at the table as if to say, that's up to you. Jack said, well, you've got to take it. He says, why do you want to go on west? Well, replied Mr. Miller, we've had our hearts set on a piece of land out there and get a ranch of my own, a little herd of cattle. And Mr. Tom looked, he says, now, Mr. Miller, he says, you know as well as I do, he said, the land around here is about as good as you'll find. He says, why don't you take the job and stay around a while? And he says, save up some money. He says, maybe you can buy a ranch near here. Oh, mother, wouldn't that be wonderful? We could be neighbors. She smiled for the first time in a long time. So, well, I guess it would be all right. She says, it's up to your father, though. After all, he is in charge of the family, you know. They both looked at Mr. Miller. Jackie looked at him. He said, well, are you going to decide now? He says, are you? He says, well, I'll tell you. Give us a few minutes after we have eaten our dessert, and we'll let you know. He says, we'll have a conference. Nancy smiled. She said, yes, Jackie, we're going to have a conference. So they went to the parlor, and they talked for a few minutes, and pretty soon Mrs. Miller came out, Mr. Miller and Nancy, and they all stood smiling. Jackie wondered, what would they say? Tom looked over at Mr. Miller and asked, well, what is the verdict? Nancy smiled. She said, the verdict is that we're going to stay. Jack said, well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that. Skeeter said, Jackie, you don't want her to stay. He said, yes, I do. He said, Mr. Miller make a good foreman. He said, a real good foreman. Tom smiled and congratulated him. He says, I don't think you'll ever regret it. He says, you'll make a good foreman. So the next few days, things settled down to a more peaceful life. And one afternoon, as they were leaving the front porch, the back porch rather, from dinner, Tom called Skeeter over. He says, "Skeeter, come over here." Jackie came along too. He says, "Not you, not you." He says, "Okay." He says, "Skeeter," he says, "can you keep a secret?" He said, "You know me, Tom." He said, "I can keep a secret." "What?" He says, "Well, Jackie's having a birthday at the end of the week." "Oh, a real birthday?" He said, "No, just a play one." "Oh." He said, "Of course a real one." He said, "I thought maybe you'd like to get him something." He said, "Oh, yes." He said, "Tom," he said, "you should see all my junk." He said, "It's real valuable." He said, "Well, I thought maybe you'd get him something more than just junk." He says, "I thought maybe, oh, maybe a new jackknife or maybe a belt or something like that." He said, I'll get him something." He said, "What are you going to get him, Tom?" "Oh," he says, "I better not tell you, Skeeter." He said, "You can tell me." Tom looked at him. He says, "All right." He says, "I'm going to take a gray big monster and shrink it and put it in a box and wrap it up." "Ew, Tom." Tom began to laugh.
"Yeah, Tom, you scare me."
He says, "Well, do you think I'm going to tell you what I'm going to give him?" He says, "No." He says, "But keep it a secret." "I can keep a secret, you know me." So the next few days, Skeeter was really trying to keep everything quiet, and he'd go around when Jackie was around. "I know something and I won't tell." Jackie grabbed him. "What do you know?" He said, "My lips are sealed and your nose is going to be flattened." He said, "Jackie, I can't tell you. It's a big thing. Ooh, it is big." He said, "You tell everything else you know." "How dare you talk to me like that?" Jackie says, "Well, I'll find out sooner or later." So the next day, Jackie noticed that Nancy was very secretive. When he'd come around, everybody would stop talking and change the subject. And all of a sudden, they were eating their dinner the day before his birthday, and everybody was eating pie. Chinky had fixed apple pie. And Skeeter said, "Boy, this is good pie." He said, "Boy, I bet tomorrow we have cake, though." All eyes turned towards Skeeter. Nancy, who was across the table from him, kicked him in the shins. "Ouch!" Jackie says, why are we having cake tomorrow?" Skeeter said, "Oh, Chinky said he'd like to just make a cake." And so Jackie kind of looked and he says, "Well, I'm going to tell you people, I've suspected something fishy." He said, "What do you mean fish? There are no fish around here." He said, "I mean that I know what's going to happen tomorrow." He said, "It's my birthday." He says, "I knew it all the time when I saw people whispering and so forth. It's no secret." He says, "So I know." Nancy says, "Oh, Jackie, we did want to surprise you." He says, "Well, everybody knows when their birthday is. It's no surprise." So Jackie says, "What is everybody going to get me?" Nobody would say a word. Of course, Nancy had a nice gift for him. She had gotten him a nice red shirt. Mrs. Miller had gotten him a tie to match. Mr. Miller got him something for his saddle. And Skeeter, of course, was going to let him pick out the best piece of junk he had. And everybody had a gift for him. The next morning, bright early, when they were eating breakfast, as the people came down, Nancy and Mr. Miller and all of them, they said, "Well, good morning, Jackie. Happy birthday." Jackie said, "Thank you." And finally, "Yoo-hoo, where is you?" He said, "Come in if your nose is clean." Skeeter walked. He said, "My nose is dirty and coming in anyway." He said, "Happy birthday, my dear, 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 dear friend." He says, "Thank you." He said, "Do you mind if I join you in some breakfast?" He says, "No, sit down." By that time, Nancy appeared at the head of the steps. Good morning, Jackie. Happy birthday. Jackie looked up. Hi, Nancy. Thank you. She said, I bet you'd never guess what I got for you. She came halfway down the steps. He said, I know what it is. Says, you do not. I do too. You do not. Jackie says, please. Says, what is it if you know, Skeeter? He says, she's going to give you a frog like you gave her. That is not so. Says, I have a real nice gift. He says, what are you going to give him? He said, well, I'm going to give Jack... Well, I'm not going to tell you. He said, you'll find out. After breakfast, Chinky was making a lot of noise back there. And Jackie was putting on his guns. He said, what are you doing, Jackie? He said, well, I haven't worn my guns for a long time. He said, I thought I'd wear them. He said, where's yours? He said, well, I have them on. Oh, I haven't noticed. They went over to the kitchen. Tom had gone out. Mr. Miller and Nancy and Mrs. Miller had gone to clean house. And as they turned the corner, Jackie almost fell backwards. He says, wow, what a cake. Chinky smiled, me very happy. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Jackie said, boy, that's some cake. He says, it's a good thing it's not a secret. I knew it all the time that you were fixing one. And as Chinky was going about his business, they stood there by the cake. Skeeter took his finger and ran it around the rim. Jackie slapped his hands and said, cut it out.
He said, you hurt me.
He said, I'm going to do more than hurt you in a minute. He said, keep your paws off the cake. He said, I don't have paws. I have delicate little fingers. He says, you keep those delicate little fingers off that cake. Okay, Jackie, my dear, 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 dear friend. As they stood there, Skeeter reached over and pulled out a bullet from Jackie's gun, reached in his pocket and took the lead out of it. And when Jackie wasn't looking, he lifted up one of the candles and dumped the powder and stuck the candle back. He did another one like that. And finally he dumped four bullets of gunpowder under the candle in the cake when Jackie wasn't looking. Jackie said, well, we can't stand here and look at a cake all day. Skeeter said, that's right. As they were leaving, Jackie said, boy, this is going to be really a bang-up party this afternoon, isn't it? Yeah, Jackie, how did you know? Well, he says, that cake and everything. He says, boy, that's going to really be something. It sure is, Jackie. It sure is. So they spent the rest of the morning out at the corral. Jackie had been trying to think what Tom could possibly give him, because he'd given him so much already. So finally, when Chinky had everything just right, the cake was in the middle of the table and everything was set, Nancy had helped set the table and Mrs. Miller, they called Jackie and Tom in, they washed up and came inside and all sat down, and it was a beautifully arranged table with the big cake and everything. They ate the first course and the second course, and now, of course, came the dessert. And Nancy says, let's light the candles, Jackie. And he said, and then you have to blow them out, you know, and make a wish. Jackie says, yes. Jackie, do you have to light candles? He said, of course you do. He said, everybody lights their candles. So Tom gave him the matches and he lit the candles. Skeeter watched the candles. They were small candles getting shorter and shorter. And everybody gave a little speech to Jackie, how wonderful they thought he was, and that he was growing up fast. And Mrs. Miller spoke about him, and Skeeter kept looking at the candles. They were getting shorter and shorter. Jackie, why don't you make the wish and blow out the candles? There is no hurry, Skeeter. Oh, yes, there is. She says, Tom looked over at Skeeter. Skeeter, now be quiet. This is not your birthday. It's Jackie's. Skeeter just sat there. He said, I think I need to go and see about the horses. That's what I need to do. Sit down. Yes, sir. And stay there until we cut the cake. He said, don't you have to blow the candles out first? He says, we'll blow them out. Jackie, have you made a wish? He says, well, I'm thinking.
You think fast, Jack. Think fast. Hurry up.
One of the candles was almost down to the frosting. He said, you better hurry. Jack said, yeah, I've got the wish. I've got the wish. He stood up, bent over the cake, and took a deep breath, and all of a sudden, boom! They screamed, Nancy screamed, oh, mother, mother! When they looked at Jackie, his face was covered with frosting. They looked up at the ceiling, and this frosting was dripping from the ceiling. Mrs. Miller looked bewildered. She said, what happened? Chinky came out. Oh, my. And Tom knew what happened. He says, Skeeter, is this some of your work? He said, I didn't know it was gonna blow up. He turned around and saw Chinky coming out of the kitchen with a frying pan. Skeeter tore out the door as fast as he could go, and Chinky after him. Tom said, that's Skeeter's work, all right. He says, I'm sorry, Jackie. Jackie says, boy, that's good, but I didn't want it all over my face. Nancy said, oh, that's Skeeter. She said, I don't know, Mother. Finally, Skeeter came in very slowly. Tom says, Skeeter, get over there and we'll serve the rest of the cake that isn't blown up. Sit down. Skeeter looked up. He said, I can't. Tom told Skeeter to sit down, and Skeeter, of course, said he couldn't, and you know why he couldn't. So he said, well, then stand up. You okay? And he says, guess who's going to clean the ceiling and the floor and everything?
I is.
You bet your boots you are. He says, now, we'll continue. Jackie began to wash his face. Mrs. Miller had brought in a towel and wiped it. He says, Skeeter, boy, you're going to get it for this. Tom looked at Jackie. He says, it's blessed to forgive, Jackie. Skeeter was wrong, and we know that. But maybe he doesn't know any better. But you do. Okay, Tom. He said, but this was my birthday party, and he blew up my whole cake. He looked around. It was all over the floor and the ceiling. Nancy kind of snickered. He says, you sure passed that around in a hurry, Jackie. That isn't the way I wanted to pass it around, though. Keith said, well, if you had your mouth open, you could have had it right in your mouth. He says, and if you don't close your mouth, you're going to get it right in the mouth, too. Tom looked at both of them. He said, now, that's enough. He said, that goes for you, too, Jackie. He says, now, let's finish this in peace. So they finally finished up and had their cake, the part that wasn't destroyed. And when they had finished, they all started to go to the parlor. Skeeter was following at the end. He says, you report to Chinky. He says, and get a bucket and mop and start working. But Tom, nothing. Get going. Okay.
We don't want to go to the birthday party too.
So you should have thought of that before you blew up the cake. And I didn't know you were going to blow up, Tom. He says, get busy. Chinky, bring the bucket and the mop. Chinky stuck it. Ah, me very happy to bring bucket and mop.
You always happy about everything.
Chinky said, you say something. No, Chinky, I certainly did not. He said, me very happy. Me remember frying pan. He said, me not very happy. Me remember frying pan too. So he gave him the bucket of water, and he began to mop and scrub the floor. Nancy could look out the door and see him, and she'd smile, and Skeeter would frown, sometimes make a face. Nancy would throw up her nose and turn her head the other way. Finally, everybody began to give their gifts to Jackie, the shirt and the belt and everything. And finally, when everyone had given Jackie his birthday gift, he thanked them. And all of a sudden, he realized that Tom was still sitting in the corner and hadn't brought up anything. In fact, he looked around the room, and there was nothing. Well, I guess that's everything, isn't it, Tom? He says, well, everything in here that I can see, yes, that's it. Well, I want to thank all of you. You've been real nice, most of you, who gave me presents, and I want to thank you again. Finally, Mr. Miller looked at Tom. He says, well, Tom, don't you get the hint? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, Jackie, there's another gift, but we couldn't wrap it up. Well, why not, Tom? I says, well, it's something you just don't wrap up. He said, well, where is it, outside? He says, yes. He said, you mean in the corral? No, it isn't in the corral. Is it in the barn? No. He said, I'll tell you what we'll do. He says, go saddle up a horse, and you better saddle one for Skeeter, if his horse isn't out there, and I'll meet you outside in a bit.